Okay, so the Oh No Radio Show made a little bit of a blooper today. This is your precursor. This is your warning before you listen to the episode. I'm very, very, very sorry. But Teresa plugged in the hairdryer. I wish this was a lie. It's not. It's the truth. But she plugged in a hairdryer into an outlet that's directly opposite one of the outlets that powers the computers for the studio. And, you know, she tripped a breaker. So therefore, I've had to go through a lot of effort and I've had to record my own fucking show. I've had to re-record it. I've had to go online, use the Justin.tv, and by the way, you can watch us live at Justin.tv/Oh No Radio Show, but what I'm trying to tell you is that I've had to use that recording, the web feed, which sounds so shitty in comparison to the rest of the content that comes out the studio. If you get it live, you get it shitty. You get the actual podcast, it sounds great. And here I am rambling about audio quality, and I'm gonna apologize to you folks. I mean, I'm sorry, blah blah blah. This next podcast is gonna sound like shit. But understand that. The first 40 minutes sounds like crap. Let me come back after the power has been reset. Let me come back with a little bit of excitement for you. But either way, enjoy this episode of the Oh No Radio Show. And again, apologies.
Looks like we're going with a one-camera shoot this podcast.
All right.
That's fine. We got Duncan here. We got Kelsey here.
Yeah.
And myself, hello. Owen. Folks, it's good to be back. We've had a couple days off, and I'm back here with Sir Fatty Fats and the lovely Kelsey, which we'll get into reasons why she's here in a few minutes. Duncan, I'm letting you back in the studio. I'm not even sure why. Last week was great with Ty, and see, his name even rhymes with everything. He's so brilliant. And yet you're so just
fat.
Duncan-y.
Just Duncan-y.
Just Duncan-y. Yeah. You're just Duncan all over the place. Yes, folks, I know those of you who are watching, my camera is down. Go fuck yourselves.
Let me turn this one around so it can be on you.
Yeah.
Let's do that, because I don't like it.
Well, you know, you can swing it around it from time to time, but at the same time, okay, we're one camera tonight. Let's get on with it, motherfucker. Yep. We let Duncan back in.
You begged me to come back. Let's actually be more specific about that.
We said we wouldn't talk about that.
I thought we wouldn't talk about my weight gain issues.
Well, I broke the rule. And that is that.
There it is. You break rules, I break rules.
God damn it. You're back in that seat, and you're fat.
Yeah, and the, you know what? It's all scummy. It feels nice.
Yeah. Ty was so much better. He was playing songs. We had like 3 songs done by this
point.
You don't even pick up the keyboard.
Nope.
You don't even try.
Nope.
All you've got is a noisy computer.
Yeah.
I can hear the computer.
I can hear the computer too.
And it's going to bother. Somebody is going to listen to the. Not whoever listens to this now, because I'm pointing it out, is going to hear the. And it's going to go in their heads for forever, and it's going to be like Son of Sam.
It's going to be like Scanners, and it's just going to, his head's going to explode.
So, yeah, God damn it, you're back.
I am.
You know what? Thank God you're at least with Kelsey, and you bring her along. Because if you didn't do that, I don't think I'd have you back. Kelsey, what are you doing with Sir Fatness over here?
Fatty McFatFat.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're so cute and, like, awesome, and you're with just that.
Well, you're like a brother to him, so you see him a little differently than I do.
Maybe. I don't know. Just...
You are my annoying little brother.
I am.
I love to death. And I'm just like, God damn it.
That's the thing.
You guys are like family, so you see each other on a different level. Like, you're just like, I hate you all the time.
Don't call him my family.
Because who else do you text at 5:30 in the morning going, are you awake? I got a dumbass idea I want to bounce off you.
Exactly. Yeah. I got something I need to shoot off.
And the funny thing is I'm always awake, and I'm like, and I look at the phone, and I'm like, God damn it, Owen. I'm awake. What do you want?
And is it usually a pretty good idea, though?
Oh, no, it's always a great idea.
What was the last one?
The last one was an idea for a new game.
Okay.
That was the...
We might as well bring it up now.
We might as well.
Yeah.
Which is very similar to the theme song game from movies and television shows.
Right,
however,
right.
This time it has been altered to be pro wrestling theme
pro
songs.
Wrestling theme song game. It's going to be coming next week. I'm going to promise the listeners. I'm going to promise you out there.
Yes.
We're going pro wrestling next week. We're going old, new. We're going
WWE Universe. We're going WCW, ECW. We're going
I might even throw a TNA in there.
Whoa.
I might even throw a Southern Wrestling Federation.
What about New Japan Pro Wrestling?
New Japan?
Ring of Honor?
What was the one that Jericho was in when he went to...
That was New Japan.
Yeah, it was New Japan when Jericho went to Japan. That's the Ring of Fire, right?
Ring of Honor.
There's 2 questions there. Who used Ring of Honor? And second, what was Jericho's theme song when he was in Japan?
It was
because that's when he became the new the Lion. You know, the Lionheart.
No, he did that when he was in Mexico, I thought.
Oh, he might have become him there, but I know he did some time in Japan.
He did some time in Japan. In a prison.
Yeah.
It was like an '80s kind of hair metal thing, because that's always been his shtick.
Which, I love Jericho.
Oh, man. Me too.
I'll get behind some Jericho any day of the week. But anyway, new theme song game will be coming up.
It'll be coming at you and coming in you and coming on you.
Coming on you, in you, everywhere. I know you got to work early. I feel like we need to just fly through a show tonight. And I feel like we're going to do that.
Do you want to know... Hold on.
What?
Before we go into this, since you begged me to come back and take my rightful spot in this seat.
Okay. I wouldn't say beg. I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't, but I mean, grovel just sounds so pathetic.
Well, it was more of a lack of tie.
More of a lack of... a lack of tie, a lack of Adam... Even
Wolfgang.
Christian or Kurt.
I would have taken Wolfgang.
I know.
That's how desperate I was.
I know. You would have rather been talking to a corpse in this seat right now.
Which, because that's all what Wolfgang does when he's on the show. He falls asleep. He gets wasted and falls asleep.
And usually his dog is just fucking running around and shit.
Love to have you back, Wolfgang.
Absolutely.
But move on.
Motherfucker.
What were you saying?
I I saw something at the tattoo convention that I was fat and around
right.
at
yes,
in Jacksonville.
You called from last week.
That I called from.
And again, Jacksonville is shitty.
It's fucking...
Oh my god, it was so scary.
Fuck that.
We got lost so many times.
And on the same fucking roads that I thought that we were on, but somehow they turned into different goddamn roads.
Like, pawn shops become KFCs in the middle of the day, what's going
Seriously,
on?
Seriously, there's no fast food downtown, there's only sandwich shops. There's Jimmy John's, Firehouse, and fucking Jersey Mike's, and that's it.
And you, being the scumbag you are, you're like, can I just get a fucking thing of fries? Like,
seriously,
I need
grease.
You need grease.
I need artery-hardening fucking cholesterol.
Exactly, because you're a fat piece of shit.
Thank you.
Moving on. When you were at the tattoo convention.
When I was at the tattoo convention, I saw a piece of artwork, and I was like, you know what?
This is the grand unveiling.
Even though I've been fired from the show.
You still brought it?
I still brought it.
I didn't think you were actually going to do it tonight. And I thought we were going to have to get on better terms before you did this.
No, you know what? Because I can't keep it a secret anymore.
It's that good.
It's that good. It's amazing that it's...
Let's preface it. Let's step this up a little bit. I need some texture music while this is going
Absolutely.
On because I think it's definitely deserving of it. I'm just gonna try a few things. We're gonna find the right one. I don't think that's intense
that's,
enough.
That's not good enough. No, no, we need something truly scummy. Do you have umbrella drinks?
I wish. I need them. All right. We're moving on.
Not scummy enough.
Not scummy.
It's a little dirty.
All right, this is what we're going with.
I can get behind this.
All right. Grand unveiling.
Grand unveiling of the masterpiece of scumbag art that is this.
It's beautiful, Duncan.
Is that not the most... Does that not scream Scumbag Studios?
My eyes can't...
Do you want to hold it?
I want one.
I know. I... Absolutely.
No, I want that.
Yeah. A real one. Or no, just this
one.
I
can't do it. Can you describe it, please? It's so gorgeous. I just... No.
What?
Well, I need to look at it, too. You can describe it while you look at
I'll
it.
Describe... But... What we're looking at here can only be referred to as the vagina flower.
It is a beautiful... painting. Is it drawing? It's a drawing.
How's
this done?
I'm not sure. He probably used colored pencil for
okay,
this one.
Okay, colored
honestly.
Pencil.
Honestly, we can find
Either
out.
Either way, it's a beautiful picture. Painting, drawing, whatever you fucking make of art.
That's right.
Of a vagina completely blossoming into a
beautiful,
beautiful
flower.
Rose or like what sort of flower?
I'm not sure what kind of flower that would be, but
what do you think, Kelsey?
I don't know.
Come on, guess a flower. You're better with flowers.
You're a girl.
A lotus, maybe?
I need to get to resend for this.
Absolutely. Do you wanna
just you hold it up, talk about it for a little second, and I'll just grab
Do you have the business card that I gave you?
Yeah, 1 second.
No problem. So yeah, this was literally on the Friday of walking into the tattoo convention and immediately seeing it, I was like, that has to be in the studio. There's no possible way that I cannot purchase this to hang in Scumbag Studios. What Owen is not here to hear me talk about is the fact that not only is it a fully beautiful blossoming vagina, complete with a clitoris and a little bit of delicious feminine
so this
goodness.
So Teresa's back. I'm back. What do you make of the new piece of art for the studio?
It looks like a vagina flower.
It looks like a vagina flower?
A vagina flower.
That's exactly what it is.
It is a vagina
now,
flower.
Now, what sort of flower would you say that
well,
is?
Look at disgust that she just made inadvertently.
Yeah,
she's like,
I'm studying this art right now.
Here. Owen hasn't even gotten a chance to hold it yet. So here, you should hold the vagina flower first.
You hold the vagina art first.
There you go.
Again,
what's coming out of it?
What's coming
really?
Out of it?
Really? What do you? What
How
are
old
you?
Are you, Teresa? Come on.
Come on. Well, obviously.
It's not coming out of
Yeah.
It's that song.
Obviously, she's excited. It's called the Jaculate.
That's exactly what... So now I look like a complete piece of shit.
Because you can't make her wet.
Well, that's happened. Once or twice, a month.
A month, a week.
It will, but... what type of flower is it, love? Just tell me what type of flower it is. That's all I brought you in for.
Daffodil.
Not to embarrass me on the radio show.
My other guess was a hibiscus.
A hibiscus.
Hibiscus?
Why not?
A carnation flower?
Maybe? All right. Carnation flower.
Carnation flower.
All right.
We're going to call it a vagina flower.
Just go back out there. Just get out of here.
Get out of here.
You're fired. This is a beautiful piece of artwork. I like the blood splatters around.
No, I think it's supposed to be more like a... Burnt...
No, it's blood splatters.
Okay. Why wouldn't it be?
That's going to go right there.
Right there. Yes.
Yep.
He signed it and everything.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Duncan, for that lovely piece of art.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that for the studio. That was embarrassing for me. believe
that,
it or not.
What's that coming out of
I him? Have made her come before. Maybe it was my imagination, but I'm pretty sure it has happened. So, I'm going to move on from that. I had some things. There's actually a few interesting things that have happened this week. The first of them being something that I feel is probably the coolest thing ever to come out of South Korea. Duncan has already got a smile on his face because he knows what I'm about to look up. I got to re-look it up because I looked up so much stuff
that's
today.
That's fine. Oh, God, it makes me so happy just to speak about it.
It is the quintessential coolest thing that has ever happened. And it is Psy's Gangnam Style. And I did say that right. Psy is the name of the artist.
Yep.
And Gangnam Style.
Yep.
And I'll play it for you here because everybody needs a little bit of this. And I'm sure most of our listeners have some experience with Gangnam Style. Let me see if it'll play here. And I just get happy when I see this Asian guy.
I know.
Gangnam Style.
And it's like he's in a toy world in the video. And, oh, damn it, YouTube, you used to be really good. And now you're not. But either way, I mean, the video, Duncan.
Yeah.
It's... Now the blue is gone.
Now the blue is going away, and now I've just kind of got this...
thing.
Whatever this is.
Rotting cotton candy look.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to wear a hat at the factory, and it drives
seaweed.
Me insane.
You know, I think you look... It's amazing. The minute you put a hat on, though, you look a lot more official. You in particular. Like, I don't know, a hat and long sleeves, and I'm like, wow, I believe this guy's, like, in charge.
Never wear long sleeves.
I've seen you in long sleeves.
Yeah, and you know exactly the two times of the year that you see me in long sleeves.
I know. Sorry, I need to get rid of Tourette's guy on my phone.
But I did buy Gangnam Style.
Did you?
I did.
Do we want to do it? I think we're
I just
doing
bought
it.
The song. I didn't even buy the video.
Well, that's fine. We can Gangnam Style. I can teach you to Gangnam Style. But we're doing it.
And Ty can be on keyboards. I don't know how that'll tie into the song, but it'll just be funny in the background.
Speaking of Ty, I told him if he had a free minute, he should call.
He's playing. I'm not getting to know.
Oh, it's because your fader's not up.
I'm not a man.
on anything right now. Turn it.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
It's a good song.
Open Gangnam Style. It's like I saw somebody Gangnam Styling through the factory.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, the factory has been Gangnam Style, let's just say that.
No, no, and it wasn't one of us.
No, but it's been Gangnam Style.
Yeah. I know I am too. Hold on, one of my favorite scenes is coming up is the dude in the elevator.
Yes!
Look at him. I love this guy.
He shakes his pecker.
That is his face.
This is genius.
It's completely genius.
It's almost as if, though, he's making fun of Americans. Like,
what do you think about this girl? About the girl in the subway?
She's pretty sexy, Asian chick.
And, like, I'm not attracted to
I'm not either.
But
I like the ones that are... I like the island chicks.
Yeah.
I like the Filipino... not Filipino, but the... The ones that have bigger titties.
What's that? Of course, of course.
I like those.
You like big old sweater puppets?
I do. I hate flat-chested bras. I can't do it.
Yeah?
Can't do it. But this is such... It's a parody of LMFAO, essentially.
That's what I said. Yeah.
You know? It's just like that, and... This only came out in June or something.
Yeah.
I looked it up last night on Wikipedia, and this guy has
257,871,647 hits.
All right. Then there's the fact that it's only been out that long, and the search has been in the last month.
Yeah.
It's this month, and he surpassed anyone as. Against the records has said as the most liked YouTube video of all time.
Open Gangnam Style.
This is the most liked video of all time.
That's fantastic.
Top of the charts in like 20 markets.
And I just contributed to it.
Canada, US, UK.
What are you doing? That's my phone.
Oh, sorry.
I think the best part about it is... Like, that you translated it is what he's saying. That's fantastic. And if he is making fun of America, good for him, because they deserve it.
Isn't that what's kind of cool, is that, like, there's... As stupid as it is, there's almost a message there.
Right?
Yeah.
And he says, you know, dance stupid, you know, look classy.
But as stupid as it is, it's true. Like, if you watch the pop videos now, you're just like, what is going on? And if you listen to the lyrics...
Yeah. It's even more of what is going on.
Yeah.
It's tits and ass and just bubblegum bleh.
Or it's even worse than that, and it's fucking legitimately horrible message of YOLO.
Yeah, exactly.
I want, if Drake...
Another podcast, another podcast I listen to has already brought this up, and I do want to say that they are completely right, and you will agree, in the fact that you only live once. The correct thought process for a logical human being should be you only die once.
Right.
Don't
unless
do
you're James
stupid
Bond.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you die.
Yeah. But
that's
apparently
the thought process.
Apparently, you know what I mean? This whole you only live once thing translates into be a dumb whore.
Exactly. Be a dumb whore.
It's
be irresponsible.
It's unbelievable.
Because they turned it into a trend. Like, it's not even a message. They've just turned it into, like...
Yeah. Whorish behavior.
Whorish behavior is acceptable. And it makes me sick.
You sound like old men.
I'm
It's so bad, though, because it's to the point of advertising to, like, children. Not even just middle school anymore. It's elementary school now, and that's so fucked up.
I mean, you're only a few years out of elementary school.
Shut
you gotta feel, upset about that.
Exactly. I was talking about this with somebody who was putting their daughter into, dance class.
and she was just, you know, had to check out so many dance classes and
to find out which one wasn't going to turn her into a slut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do that these days as a parent. Isn't that sad?
Awful.
Yeah.
Like, we're actually talking about real deal shit here, I guess, but, like...
That's kind of the point, though, is for, look, if the scumbags are saying that your entire outlook on life and what's acceptable for your children is fucked up, you might really need to reconsider how you're doing shit.
Exactly. And when I've seen it, because I've worked events as a technician where there have been children on the stage doing booty shaking routines.
Oh, and like, and the most... The most sexualized?
Vile thing I've ever experienced.
Yes.
And had to experience. Because...
And did you scan the crowd looking for the pedos in there?
And so many people encourage it, though. That's the worst
That's
part.
That's the worst
so
part.
Disgusting.
And the beauty queens and like all
and
of
then
this.
You see the moms and the coaches who are like... It's like that, you know, Honey Boo Boo or whatever, the Toddlers and Sierras type of like mentality where it's so just, you know... Suck it up, do this and do that, and just like,
exactly,
you know,
stop making your children grow up before
they have
to.
I heard to an 8-year-old a coach say, make it sexy.
An 8-year-old's not supposed to know what sexy is.
Exactly. And that's where we're at as a nation, and that's where, you know, fuck off. All right, changing the subject. Did you hear about I used to like Green Day.
Like 20 years ago?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they've had another, they've had a meltdown, I guess, and I'll play you it. It was a meltdown at the big iHeartRadio Music Festival.
In Vegas?
It's been promoted everywhere.
For a year.
Yeah. Well, it's their second one, and they're, you know, promoting the shit out of it, and it's all these big acts. I don't think you could pay me enough to go to it, to be honest with you.
Because it's all the bad radio rock.
And it's going to be... It's
chaos.
Just chaos.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine it.
Have you been to a big festival show before?
I've been to plenty of Warped Tours and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the closest thing I've gone to a real festival, you know, type deal. I'd like to go to, you know, a big, big festival. But even Warped Tour was like, all right, there's too many people, and it's hot, and there's not enough, like, bathrooms. And
yeah.
It's like, everything's a pain in the ass, you know? It's
Those one day
not comfortable. It's like, not a comfortable experience.
No,
by any means.
And the one day festivals are one thing. Like, America doesn't do festivals the right way. America does not.
Well, that's
not.
The thing. Like, I've had friends in the UK that have gone to plenty of those,
like
you know, Reading and whatever.
Yeah.
And those festivals are cool because it's more of it's half camping, half festival.
Exactly.
I guess Bonnaroo is a bit more like that, I've heard.
In the last few years, Bonnaroo has gone completely like 180 of what it was. Like, it was just a big hippie festival.
Have you been?
I haven't. I have friends that have been. But unfortunately, about the time that I got old enough and into that scene that I actually wanted to go, it was when it was like, okay, I don't want to go and see a bunch of hip-hop acts at Bonnaroo.
Right.
Like, I'll go and see Fish and Dave Matthews, even though I don't care about Dave Matthews.
No one cares about Dave Matthews. Well, some people do, and I hate them.
I digress. But
Moving on, Green Day.
Yeah,
let
Green
me get
Day.
Back
Meltdown.
To this. Meltdown. So, iHeart Music Festival, I guess, at the time, they thought that they were getting Green Day or Billy Joe Armstrong was getting shorted stage time. And I guess they cut their set by like 20 minutes was like his thought process. And
now was it they cut their set 20 minutes or they went on 20 minutes late?
I'm not quite sure on the details of that, but I know at some point there was a 1-minute sign that flashed and he flipped out. He flipped his shit because basically like he was told that he had 1 minute to wrap things up and get off the stage. In the middle of Basket Case.
Yeah.
And wow. If I can get it, yeah.
Did he flip out on stage?
Here's the deal. I am waiting for this to load, and it's taking a really long time. If this doesn't work, I'm going to go to my computer here in a second. But bottom line is, there we go.
You have screamed, cheered out, fucking shit. I'm gonna play a fucking new song. Fuck this shit.
That's
give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're gonna give me fucking 1 minute? And then look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute. Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you.
I love YouTube these days. All right, let me pull it up on mine. Either way, there's been arguments as to how punk rock this is. Now, I'm all in favor of old school punk rock. This to me is Green Day jumping the shark for like the third time.
Yeah.
We're playing the iHeartRadio.
Something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking age.
We'll let that load the rest of the ways before we attempt to play it again. But, yeah, no.
So you're playing the iHeartRadio, which is
exactly.
Clear Channel.
Which is a Clear Channel.
Live Nation, whatever
huge,
you want to call it.
Huge corporate thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to throw this big fit about being kicked off the stage. And we'll start it over.
Give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're gonna give me fucking 1 minute? And then look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute. Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking age. And you're gonna give me 1 fucking minute? You gotta be fucking kidding me! You're fucking kidding me! What the fuck? I'm not fucking Justin Bieber, you motherfuckers! You gotta be fucking joking! This is a fucking joke! I got 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left. Now I got nothing left. Let me show you what 1 fucking minute fucking means.
First thing I said when I saw this video in my head was stage.
Yeah. 1 minute. God fucking love you all. We'll be back.
I want to be a real rock star again. I want to be punk rock again. I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, here, you know what would have been the more punk rock thing to do? And I'm just going to say it, and this is me speaking as a metal kid and not a punk rocker at all, but having a fairly good idea of what it is
make
to be punk
rock.
Make
them kick you off the stage.
Keep yeah. fucking playing. Keep
fucking playing. That's the fucking punk rock mentality.
Yeah.
Make
you
them
see that
turn off
minute?
The amps, make them turn off the PA,
yeah.
because until they do, I'm going, bitch.
If I've got 4 songs left and you
that's
give me 1 minute sign,
is, motherfucker.
All
it's
you
not
do
this shit.
No, all you do is just say, keep going.
Second part to this story. Today, this happened, you know, a couple of days ago.
Right.
Today,
I want to look up
Billy Joe Armstrong checks into rehab.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Is that not either the most staged thing ever, or like seriously?
Like that's
like, that
welcome back.
That is so that is like up. I'm trying to be rock and roll again, and I'm gonna do this like to. Don't you kind of feel that way?
Yeah, now that you mention that. Yeah, I absolutely do. And that's so not punk rock. If
no.
you're gonna go into. If you're gonna go into rehab as a punk rocker, just accept the fact that that's gonna be the end of your punk rock cred.
Right.
Yeah. We take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Punk rockers don't go into rehab. You either get clean or die.
That should be on a shirt. Punk rockers don't go into rehab.
No? I mean...
There's some truth to it.
It becomes such a, like, Hollywood...
It is.
Like,
and that's the thing. Like, if he was trying to be rock and roll with this whole thing that he just did, and trying to, like, overcome what he knows has happened... Because if you're Billy Joe Armstrong, you're completely aware that everyone thinks your band is a sellout, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You did a musical for Broadway.
Thank you. You're releasing three albums in 1 year? What kind of pretentious cocksuckers do you think you are?
Exactly. You're a three-piece band
that was punk rock,
that became famous for playing three or four chords in a song in repetition, and you screamed and you had decent lyrics and you had an edge,
and then it was,
and
what?
It was cool
until 96.
I'll give them till after Nimrod. I like Nimrod.
See, I didn't even give them that far.
I like Nimrod.
I kind of fell off after Dookie,
but either way,
yeah,
you became something, and he's pissed off at it, and he knows that people know his image.
Uh-huh.
It's like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback trying to...
Talk about a rapist. Did you hear who he's with?
Who's
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
They're married.
Getting married.
What?
Yeah, they're engaged. They're getting married, yeah. Canadians.
Right? She's like what? She's like my age, right?
She's older
no,
than you. She's like 20.
She's probably my age. She's probably like 25, 26, 27, yeah. Something
but
like
still,
that.
He's like...
But she's already been married at least once. At least once.
Yeah, she was married to that
Good Charlotte guy.
Some 41. It was some 41.
Yeah, it wasn't Good Charlotte.
Oh.
Some 41.
Okay.
Because they're both Canadian.
Yeah, Canadians, and now she's with Rapey Nickelback.
Well, that's it. That's it. The Rapey. Yeah, he is very rapey. He's
but
like a horse that's a rapist.
Yeah,
he's like a rapist.
He's
horse.
Mr. Ed. He's Mr. Ed is the
Do
rapist.
I have music for rapist horses. I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, this is definitely rapist.
Rape horse.
Yeah, this is rape horsey.
I'm Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. How are you, Avril Lavigne?
What kind of voice would Avril Lavigne even have?
Hey, y'all. I'm from Canada.
When did she become a pillhead?
Into punk rock and being super cool.
Ooh. I find you very attractive, Miss Lavigne.
Zero viewers.
I was actually looking up the lineup from that radio festival. You could not have paid me enough to go to this.
No, it's what do you got?
Okay, so Friday. We'll start with Friday, which was when the Green Day shit went down. It was Green Day, Jason Aldean, I don't know how to pronounce
who
that.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, Lil Wayne, who can die in a fire.
And Little Teresa over here loves his swagger, if you remember that.
Yeah.
That's from a previous
episode.
Still loves his swagger.
I still
haven't figured it out.
I still want him to die in a fire.
Dick. I think it's the black thing.
Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
No doubt.
Don't care.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd go to Jizz on Gwen.
Yeah.
Who is looking like a skeleton right now, so
she
really
always
loses...
always looks like a skeleton.
No, she looks way worse. I worked Gwen once.
I'd go to punch Gavin.
Yeah. Okay, no doubt Rihanna.
She's
yeah.
So gross.
Shakira.
Okay.
Yeah. Swedish House Mafia.
Don't care.
And
don't know
Usher.
Who that is. Usher, yeah.
Okay, so that was Friday.
Ooh.
Saturday.
Ooh, this is terrible.
Saturday was Taylor Swift, Pitbull, Pink, Mary J. Blige, Linkin Park, Enrique Iglesias, Deadmau5, Calvin Harris, Brad Paisley, Bon Jovi, and Aerosmith.
I don't care about any of those people.
The only two out of the entire list is Pink and Aerosmith. I love both of them.
I've worked both of those.
You've worked Pink?
Maybe? No, probably not. I can't remember anymore. Like, I know I've worked big,
I know
dumb,
how it is. I know how
I'm
it
like,
is.
I'm like,
either way, I wouldn't go and see any of those bands because they're old, tired. Like, I've heard their songs 18,000 times on classic rock stations for forever and ever, and I don't need to see you. Like,
and
I just don't.
Yeah.
You've
and
got,
all the
like,
new
three
ones
good
are...
songs, and all your new shit is
it's
gay.
Shit, yeah.
And
oh, and also, dude, I saw Linkin Park 12
by the way,
years ago, and they were awful then,
me and my best man for my wedding are bringing... bringing it back, and it's going to be offensive, and deal with it if you're gay and you listen to this radio show. The word faggot is coming back. Because if you say something stupid, or if you say, if you are ninny boy in any way, you're a faggot. And that's the way it used to be, and that's the way it should be.
That's the way it is. I try and use sissy instead of faggot, because a lot of people get offended. I can't say faggot, obviously, a lot of places.
Well, Nancy is my favorite.
I like Nancy
a lot. I like Nancy boy.
I like Nancy.
Ah, look at the Nancy boy.
Look at Nancy. Yeah. Be like, my favorite is one of my old head of sounds. Just looked at a kid, and he goes, "You want to dance, Nancy?" And I'm like, "Aw, oh, that's perfect, you big Texas motherfucker. God, I love him." It was fun. And then, of course, he then ended up...
What about Texas?
Oh, Jesus.
Bane here from the Bane and T-Bane Show.
Hello, Bane.
Lou Duncan. First time, 19 years. Studio. Me, Bane. That's me, I'm Bane. Good to have you. I don't have my partner T-Pain here tonight.
How did I end up in the sewer?
Well, got the whole time portal thing up and running.
Damn it.
Well, thought I'd steal another one of Owen's guests. Seems like he doesn't like you anymore, calling you a big fatty fat fat.
It's funny because it's true.
See, T-Pain gets sensitive about his weight and touch. Do you get it?
Not anymore.
Angry? I get angry when 15 pounds is all I want to lose! Couldn't do it! 15! Can never in the hall!
You look fantastic, Bane. Don't feel bad.
I'm embarrassed now. I'm going to turn the show. Teleport. Boom.
Hey, what the hell? Where were you, Duncan?
Oh, God. You wouldn't believe me. You might believe me.
Did you? Was that?
Yes.
I can't talk about it. It's FBI, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I got the FBI on my back now about it.
Of course you do.
I don't know how we got, like, why is he a fan of this podcast?
Here's my question.
Why does he have to be a fan of this one? It couldn't be any of the other million podcasts out there.
Nope.
I love it! It's so fucking fun!
It hurt. He keeps taking me.
He'll do that.
He keeps taking me to the sewer, Owen. Don't make him take me anymore. Don't let him take me.
Can't not do that. Like, it's just what he...
How did he fucking put a time portal in here and you not notice?
Ty's still hanging out with T-Pain. Where do you think he's been this whole time?
I was worried.
He's hanging...
T-Pain doesn't have an iPhone charger because he uses Android.
I'm so angry at the fact that Ty and T-Pain hang without me. I'm stuck in the studio, no guests.
I'm not the one in control of the time portal.
You're back!
He's lost his mind.
Are there long-term side effects to blinking in and out of time and space?
Probably.
Fuck.
I'm gonna guess yes.
My head hurts.
I think it's time for a break.
I was gonna say, can I have a cigarette after
that?
Yeah,
I think this is, it's quite appropriate for a little bit of, rejuvenation.
Oh.
Here we go. A little dancey dance. While we go to break. Enjoy. This is probably the best song ever, by the way. I found this.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was a technical blunder here at the
calamitous proportions.
At the Ono Radio Show.
Jesus.
basically the show collapsed because Teresa in another room turned on the hair dryer. Not gonna lie, that is what happened, and here we are. Here's the deal, folks. This segment's gonna be short. This is the first segment. I don't know how I'm gonna fucking do this, but I'll probably put it behind. I don't know what I'm gonna do. If I put it in front of the segment, I'll say, I'm sorry for what you're about to hear. If I end up putting it behind the segment,
sorry for what you just heard.
Sorry for what you just heard. But bottom line is the power went out and...
studio crashed.
The studio crashed. The file did not get saved in Pro Tools. Therefore, I'm going to have to go ahead and import every inch of it. Every inch. 100-something minutes of garbage. I'm going to have to import from Justin.tv, the only place that it is.
In the universe.
In the universe. Here's the thing I'm scared of. Now that we're broadcasting on Justin.tv, it's going to erase it. I just thought of that. But if that happens, that happens.
Then you're going to be so mad.
And then I'm going to be so mad.
Because then we lost the vagina flower.
I'm not going to recap the show. I can't even try to do that. That's beyond my powers. I'm tired now. Getting drunk. I'm angry. The whole thing, like, hour and 23 minutes. It was good, too. You know? Every once in a while, without a break, too.
That was...
No break. Yeah. Well, it was intro music and all that shit. We probably did, like, 50 minutes. But, you know...
We probably did, like, 4 minutes.
Well, of real... actual content, but
yeah, it's true
with all the videos we played and all that stuff, but at the same time I did feel the need to at least
to not be
put
defeated.
A disclaimer
on the
thing and at least say to people, hey, I'm sorry, we fucked up,
our bad,
should be used to it by now.
You really should. Hey, it was the second segment before we fucked up that show, so...
We had a lot of good content out there,
man. It was.
Man.
I know.
We had, God, I know. Damn it. All right. Well, there was one thing that I did want to talk about when we came... Before any of this catastrophe. And by the way, the catastrophe happened when we were on break. So we were outside, we're on break. We're like, yeah, that went well. It was good. Yeah. Oh, we'll leave the computer running. Leave tape rolling, yo. You know, catch all the music in the middle. Well, you know, I chop that out later and all that bullshit. We're sitting outside and, you know, putting music out there for you guys. And a little head pops out the door while I'm smoking a cigarette. Hey,
you're going to be mad.
I've got some bad news. Okay. What? Yeah. Killed the power in the studio.
No, it was I ran the hair dryer. And then you said, and the studio crashed.
The studio crashed. Okay, got it. This has happened before. I remember once. Upon a time, it happened when she fired up. I think it's a combination of things. I think it was the toaster oven and the George Foreman or something at the same time. It's like two things. Oh no, microwave. It's toaster oven and microwave at the same time. Then it trips it. It's iron and microwave. It's all, you know, it's stupid things. So I can't actually blame Teresa on this one. I'd love to, you know, I want someone to be angry at, but it's not her.
Right.
It should be my landlord and the people that wired this goddamn place.
Seriously.
Because obviously, this electrical situation that's going on in my house is not the soundest.
I mean, it's fine if you don't do a podcast
from the studio. And hair dryers do, though. They you know, they take a lot of power.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, and so does the fucking...
Well, what we got going
command
on
command
right
center.
Here. Exactly.
Yeah.
Control Station Jihad, as I like to call
Control it. Control Station Jihad. Yeah?
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
That's kind of what I call it.
All right.
It's
I like it.
Control Station Jihad.
Control Station Jihad. This will be ground zero for when the fucking all of them come after us.
FBI, it's a joke.
Please, it's a joke.
Please don't come after me. Please. I'm not a terrorist. I love the USA.
Me too.
Sort of. Kelsey, don't say that.
It's not very nice.
Anyway,
What did you have that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. I got a little distracted there with my anti-America rants.
As you often do.
The thing I wanted to talk about was... Oh, Jesus Christ, no, not that. First off, I hate auto-correct spellings on my phone.
Yeah.
iPhone users know what I'm talking about. It is the... Steve Jobs did this to piss us off.
Absolutely.
He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put, like, the stupidest words in there.
Yeah.
Words you would never
use. You would never use. And it's going to piss people off for the next 10 generations because he's got, like, the secret, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, that one line of code that you have to have. Anyway, this is the Poppinator. You're asking, Owen.
The fuck are you talking about?
What's the Poppinator? I'll tell you what the Poppinator is. Let me just make sure. I gotta pause the music that's playing there on the phone. Well, the Poppinator is a new invention. And Duncan, seeing as though you're a big fatty fat fats.
Fatty McFat Fats, yes.
You might have to get a Poppinator.
Okay.
It's actually kind of fascinating.
I'm excited.
It's a machine that, by the sound of your voice, detects where you are in a room, and you say pop, and it launches a piece of popcorn at your mouth.
What?
Yep. In the long and short of it, just hopefully that'll load, you know.
Hopefully
that'll load. I don't know why it's being so slow today.
It was going faster on this computer over here.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Thanks. Pop.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing this thing. No, it's an automatic snacking device. It's pretty cool.
It's amazing. It's like a Roomba.
The one thing that never changes about popcorn is how people eat it, how people get it in their mouths. Whether it's directly from the bag or from a bowl.
This is legit.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed. But how cool would it be if we could change the way people eat popcorn?
A popcorn company came up with this whole idea.
The Poppinator is a fully automated, voice-activated popcorn launching machine that is triggered by the word pop. So you could be sitting in your chair, standing in a room, and when you say pop, it's going to figure out where that sound came from, where the word pop came from, and shoot a piece of popcorn at it.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. I want
the Poppinator uses a binaural microphone system, which is similar to the way the human hearing system works. Basically, it's able to calculate using the small differences in the arrival time of sound waves and their reflections where a sound originated from.
The Poppinator is
that's an engineer, I believe,
a name
from
for itself
TED?
Around here.
Yeah.
We started
yeah.
passing it around TED the office. Engineer. We had it in our daily lunches and meetings, and some people were pretty skeptical at first. I was one of those people, but now everyone really loves it, and it's a great toy to have.
Every piece of popcorn is different. Different shapes and sizes, different aerodynamic properties, basically. When you're shooting a piece of popcorn, it's only so accurate you can get it. You might have to maneuver a little bit to catch it. But that's really just part of the fun.
I would definitely use it. I love playing video games. If I've got my hand on a controller, I can't put it down. I'm in the action. I'm in the zone. I just say pop, I get a snack right in my mouth.
Popcorn is our life.
Yeah, you
do. We eat it every day. It's what we do. It's ingrained in everything we do here. Playing with popcorn and having a good time. And we're always challenging ourselves on how to do a better job.
Either way,
new packaging.
You
that's
want
awesome.
One.
Yeah, I do.
You want one.
I fucking do.
What
I
else?
I want to modify it so that it'll shoot donuts at my face.
Yeah, exactly. What else can you do with this thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you put caramel corn in there? Can you put fucking cheese popcorn in there?
Poofs would be great.
Oh, fucking the little
oh my
poof.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just poof balls.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop.
Peanuts?
Maybe. That would hurt.
It might be violent, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Somebody's
not like,
an eye.
Well,
marshmallows.
Shelled.
Marshmallows.
Shelled.
Yeah, of course shelled, but still, those are even smaller
marshmallows,
projectiles.
That's a good...
Yeah.
I feel, though, that they may puff and then, like...
Get stuck?
Stuck in the chamber, or, you know, when they go off, they could be such high pressure that they just... Boo! Like, marshmallows will be that one.
No. Dude, but even if you get hit in the face with a marshmallow...
They
going,
swell.
Yeah, not that much. Not the little baby ones.
Oh, don't argue with me. Of course, you know they do.
Who are you going to think is the authority on marshmallow aerodynamics?
The fat guy.
Thank you.
Of course, it's the fat guy. Tell us a story of being fat when you were young.
A story of being fat when I was young.
You got music. This is for you.
Story of being fat when I was young. I'll tell you that my least favorite thing to do when I was young was run.
Okay. What about swimming?
I love to swim.
Did you wear a t-shirt?
No.
Were you the fat kid that wore the t-shirt?
I was the fat kid that didn't give a shit.
Alright, so why'd you hate to run?
Because it sucks. First of all, I don't like running now. So I'm not going to say like that running was something that, oh, I used to be fat and I hated running. And now, oh, I fucking run all the time. No.
You either hate running or you love running. Because I always hated it because I couldn't breathe because my asthma was that bad.
I do it if I have to.
If that I'm being chased.
If I'm being chased.
Oh, man, I've run it.
I might get fired because I'm running late.
Yeah. No. I don't really care about that.
I've done that one.
But it's just, I would always have to run for, like, gym class, or I played a lot of sports when I was a fatty. And always part of sports is running. Like, any organized sports team that, if you're doing practice, you're running, especially football. And fucking, we would have to run wind sprints, and I'm fat. And I have bad knees to begin with, and I had fucked up my back real hard. So, like, trying to actually run and be mobile was, I'm like, no, that's it. I need a career full of weed and video games. That's what I need.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty much.
I used to get the most terrible shin splints when I was young.
Oh.
Those sucked.
Yeah.
And yeah, running. I'm pretty much up there with you. I think that's kind of an Ono Radio Show motto.
Yeah, no running.
We don't run.
No.
You know, we need.
Also, you know what else I'm not a fan of? People that ride bicycles for, not recreation, but for exercise, that have like the full on Tour de France, like slicks and like the one piece and the spandex.
People that are recreational biking, but they wear
racing
gear.
Yeah,
fuck those people.
Yeah, fuck those
They're
people.
Always that, in the road.
No, oh my god, you have a sidewalk. Get on the fucking sidewalk.
I've got a bike lane.
No, not Still, on every goddamn road. You don't.
And even if you've if you've got a bike lane and a sidewalk, I still want you on the sidewalk.
Yes,
fuck you.
Because yeah. Fuck you, because you're on a bike and I'm in a car.
And they do that. And they do that thing where they weave over, like, and they get really close to the line, and they.
I'm like, your handlebars are sticking out. Like, I'll clip him. I almost have, and I would rather clip a bicyclist than another car. I do too. I fucking hate those faggots. Oh my god! Perfect example of the word faggots being applied to somebody is those people.
That was a first segment reference. If that gets uploaded at some point, that'll hit you.
Yep.
I don't want to make this too long because I do plan on pulling the bullshit audio from Justin.tv.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Our scumbag audience will enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. There's scumbag audience, and then there's scumbag audience, because there's the live listeners. Those are the true scumbags.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Skype did crash earlier, and I never relaunched it.
Oh.
And I guess I'll pull it up for, like, 2 minutes while we do outro. But if you want to call, and you should call,
you should call 321-332. 01866
Bane.
Oh. It hurts when he flashes me.
He's
a son of a bitch, that Bane.
He used to do it to me all the time. I told him I couldn't handle it anymore, and that you were basically.
It's like, you can take the guess.
You're my pawn. Yeah,
of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
He pays for the show now, so I just kind of have to do what he. I have to do what he says.
What he tells you to.
I don't really have much choice. He kind of does.
He does what he.
He does what he does.
He does what he does, and he does what he please.
Yeah, we're gonna get out of here. This has been.
Yeah. Something that happened.
It's been.
And it was something that went to the web. And then, I'm not really sure how I can Band-Aid this one up.
Sure you are. Look, we Band-Aided plenty of worse shows than this.
Yeah. It's. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it's the Band-Aid of the whole thing, though.
Yeah, that's true. We can't just put a smiley face and say so.
I figured it out.
Gundam Star.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a another episode of the Ono Radio Show. We're ending it. See ya. Good night.
Good night. Good night.